Well, I think that that is a challenge for the Obama administration in terms of the whole process of deeming this person an enemy combatant. He's an American citizen, but deeming him as an enemy combatant is a process or a protocol that involves solely the executive branch. And it does call into question whether or not this American citizen is being afforded due process in the process of designating him an enemy combatant. And that's the challenge that I think the president has, the administration has, in the event that this issue ever becomes before a U.S. Court.
You, of course, were in the Bush administration as the drone policy was being drawn up. It sounds, though, like you have some concerns about the White House targeting an American citizen abroad.
Not necessarily. I'm in favor of the drone program. I think it's been very, very effective.
Obviously, but you're suggesting it might not be able to get through a court of law.
Well, what I'm worried about is that when the program began, of course, we didn't target American citizens, as I recall, and also we didn't have the benefit of Supreme Court decisions that came about after the program began. So we're wiser today. We now know, I think we have a better understanding and feel as to where the court might go if this issue ever came before the court. So, and I think that prudent decision makers should be cognizant of those decisions and should take those decisions into account in making decisions about how we prosecute the war on terror.
But Mr. Gonzalez, where does this stop? I mean, you know, what's to prevent one day the administration making a case that it should take out an American citizen who's actually on American soil?
Well, I think that that presents a much different scenario. There are additional constitutional rights that would attach, and I think the administration would say that's not something we have any interest in doing. That's not something that we would ever consider. However, when you think about the possibility, the very real possibility that the war on terror will be fought more likely in the future on U.S. soil, may involve more likely in the future U.S. citizens, I think it is a legitimate question to ask. And I suspect the Obama administration is looking into that, deciding whether or not there are protocols that that could be put in place that would guarantee the safety of the national security of our country, but also protect the rights of American citizens on U.S. soil. This is a very, very difficult question, but I'm sure it's one that the Obama administration is currently wrestling with.